Babe? Yeah, hey. Who are you just talking to? Her. Right. No, it's totally fine. Really, I swear. Is the party fun for you so far? I mean, I'm really glad that you wanted to take me along. I really don't mind coming. It's just, there's a lot of people here, and it's definitely more than I expected there to be. So it's just a little bit stressful, I guess. I was trying to get drinks for the both of us, and I had to talk to, like, 5 people on the way and back. Oh, no, I swear, it's totally fine. You don't have to make a fuss about it or anything. I know you love hanging out with your friends, and I really don't want to be a bother tonight. I mean, just because I'm a little bit shy doesn't mean that you have to stay home with me all the time. Besides, I volunteered to come here with you. It's not like you forced me to come or anything. I'm actually really glad that you asked me to come along. It shows that you care enough to bring me along with you, and that you want me to be friends with your friends. I know, honey. I know you love me. Speaking of love, that girl you were talking to, what does she say? Are you sure? She was touching your shoulder, like, the whole time. Oh my god. You are adorable when you're this oblivious. That goofy little smile on your face. The way you look at me, it's just too cute. Come here, follow me. Well, we're gonna find a room separate from the party and talk a little bit. Your girlfriend is at a party with you, asking her to follow you to a private room, and you're asking questions. You're too cute. Oh my god. Come on, just follow me, honey. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, baby, don't worry. I'm not uncomfortable with the party or anything. What I'm uncomfortable with is that even when I'm away for just a few seconds, it seems like the girls here don't know that you're mine yet and start actively hitting on you. Yes, baby, that girl was trying to flirt with you. But don't worry, I'm not like mad at you or anything, not at all. More mad at her that she wouldn't back off. But there's a very simple solution to that. Extremely simple. And the best part is that we're both gonna enjoy it a hell of a lot. Baby, I promise you I'm not mad, you dork. It's not like you can really help the fact that you're super hot, and obviously other people are gonna notice that. And you know I like it when you're a little bit oblivious, so. I mean, remember when we first got together and you were just so baffled when I told you about all those hints I was trying to drop to you, and you just wasn't getting it? Like, I genuinely thought that I was being, like, really clear that I was so into you, and you were just like, I never even noticed that. Where I thought that you were being nice to me, and honestly, it was just super adorable. Like, honestly. And also, I think I found it a little bit comforting to know that when a girl is like that, still wet from the pool and dressed in nothing but a bikini, putting her hand on your shoulder, giggling, and leaning in very close towards you, that you don't even know that she's just doing it to see if she can tempt you. Maybe she even wanted to do what I'm about to do to you. You didn't even notice that she was wearing anything but her swimsuit. Okay, well, I sure did. But it's alright. I know you only have eyes for me, honey. And to answer your question from earlier, yes, I do have something in mind that I know you're gonna love. I just need to find a room that has a lock that we can use. Ah, here we go. Now, go sit down on the bed. We're gonna have a little fun, okay? Well, when we do eventually go back down there, I just want to make sure that girls like the one you were just talking to know that you're completely mine and off limits. Because even though you're just amazingly adorable when you're oblivious, I know that it also means that you might get... How do I say this? Well, I think the best way to say it is that you might get taken along with someone or something that you don't know what's coming until it's already too late. So, you know, like our first date, when you thought that we were just gonna go study together and I basically pounced onto you as soon as you came through the door. Like, you weren't catching any of the hints that we were gonna be doing a lot more than just studying. And that's where I think I nearly told you outright. Like, I think it was something like, maybe we can study a little bit and then maybe Netflix and chill a little bit. And you just did not catch on to the fact that I just wanted to do something more than study with you from that. No, I'm not making fun of you, baby. I'm just trying to give an example. I mean, if one of those girls wanted to play a game with you and took you upstairs, what would you think that she would want to do to you? Okay. That's adorable, but no. Most likely, she'd actually be looking for something like this. She'd want you to sit on the side of the bed like this, so she could get on top of your lap and just kiss you till your knees go weak. And then, maybe she'd push you down like this. And then she'd kiss you even more. And more. And more. And more. Until you were a blushing mess. The same way that you turn into a blushing mess when I do it. I love it when you're like this. You know, I'm the one who's always really shy and demure in public, but as soon as we're all alone and behind closed doors, you're the one who always gets flustered and red-faced. Oh my god, I love what I do to you. With just a few kisses. Few touches. I would have to agree with you. I am being very aggressive today, but why are you acting all surprised and not laying nice and still like a good boy so your girlfriend can keep kissing you? Need to hit a few weak spots? I'm kissing you right here. Or here. Or right here on your neck. Just too high enough for your collar to hide. No, what are you talking about? I'm not jealous. Being jealous is for people who aren't confident in their partner's loyalty. And I'm not worried about that at all. I know you're mine, baby. I just have to make sure that everybody else knows that too. And the easiest way to do that... is to mark you as mine. I have to make sure that every single barely clothed girl down there knows that you're mine and mine alone. Because you know that. And I know that. But I think it's about time that we make sure that all of them know that too. Don't you? I know I'm not normally like this, but seeing you with that girl, it definitely made me feel a type of way. Made me feel like I had to protect you. Like I had to scare them all away. But, hey, I mean, it's not like you're exactly complaining, are you? If you didn't want me to do this, then you would have pushed me off a long time ago. It's not like I'm that strong or that heavy. And plus, seeing you blush this much makes me think that maybe... just maybe you weren't being oblivious. Maybe this is exactly what you wanted out of me, and you didn't just ask. Maybe you wanted me to take you up here, have some alone time, and come back covered in lipstick and kisses and hickeys. And on the other hand, you do seem very surprised that I'm acting like this all of a sudden, so maybe you really are still my adorable, innocent, clueless hot mess. You know what? I think that may be more than enough like this. I mean, your face, neck, and the more visible parts of your chest and arms are basically covered in lipstick marks and freshly formed hickeys, so I think I can bring you back down and know fully well that no one's gonna steal you away from me. Come on, let's go back to the party. Oh my. Isn't someone being a little needy boy tonight? What's the matter? Do you want more kisses? Do you want your sweet, shy little girlfriend to mark your entire body and make sure that every single girl down there knows that you're mine? I know. But I'm not gonna do something like that at somebody else's house, baby. That just feels terribly rude of me, so I think you're gonna have to be a little patient and wait until the end of the party before we can go home and do that. Yes, you needy little boy. You're gonna have to wait, but until then, I guess I can give you a few more kisses if you promise to behave and be a good boy for me. You're so cute when you're this needy. I know, babe, I know. But I think we're gonna make your friends worried if we stay up here any longer. You wanted to go to this party to have fun with them after all, right? You can't just spend the entire night up here with me if you want to keep your promise to them, can you? Oh, come on. There, there. Can't go down looking like an entire flustered mess. You gotta at least try to keep up some dignity in front of the boys, right? Although, that'll change when we get home, of course. 'Cause then you'll really be all mine. Fuck. God damn it, I am making me needy. Come on, get up. I gotta get back down there before anyone gets suspicious. Or steals our drinks. Which I think we left down there, didn't we? Did you have something else in mind before we go down there? Anything else you want to do? Or something you want me to do? You know you don't have to tell me that, right? I know I'm a horrible tease behind closed doors, but you're the only one who gets to see me behind closed doors like this. And that makes you perhaps the only man in the entire world who ever gets to know that I'm really like this. Behind the shy exterior, in the comfort of my own privacy, I'm not a demure, sweet little good girl. I'm the one ordering you around, aren't I? No. Come on, let's go have some fun. I think I've kept you more than enough, and if you're lucky, might have to find an excuse to leave early. I love you too, baby. With all of my heart. And I know your friends might not understand the kind of a relationship we have together, but they don't really need to. All I know is that I want to take care of you and make sure that you're comfortable. And if I can assure myself of that, I know I'm on the right path. So, if you're ever uncomfortable, or you want me to stop something, you know what to do, right? Just say the word. You know, communication is the most important part of most relationships. You know that I don't like playing games with you like that, and I know that you won't do anything like that to me, so... Not everyone likes that direct approach, but it works for us, right? Just telling each other how we feel and what we want, no matter what that may be. And it doesn't really matter if other people do it differently. This is our way, and it works for us. Oh, I think that's our cue. They're waiting for you, sweetie. Come on, go ahead. Go have fun with your friends. I'll be right here, okay? Love you too, baby.